death and suffering? Why do they exist?
Answers with Ken Ham, author of the book Walking Through Shadows, Finding Hope in a World of Pain. Well, Ken, here's a question I've heard from both non-Christians and Christians many times. If God is love, why is there so much death and suffering in the world?
You know, I've thought a lot about this. The only way to answer the question, though, is to start with the very first book of the Bible, Genesis. Okay, let me share a story. When I was in Northern Ireland, I talked to a couple who were very upset, in fact, very angry at God because their parents had been blown up by a bomb. So I sat down and I opened my Bible to Genesis and showed them about sin. I explained that they shouldn't be angry at God, but they should be angry at sin, their sin, my sin, your sin, in fact, everyone's sin. You see, death, disease, and suffering entered into the world because of the sin of the first man, Adam. And we're all in rebellion against God because we're all descendants of Adam and Eve. That's why there's death and suffering. So when we see such terrible things as bombings and terrorist acts, we should fall on our knees before a holy God and confess our sinfulness, recognizing it's not God's fault, it's our fault.
Ever since September 11, 2001, perhaps the most asked question we receive at the Answers Ministry is this: if there's a God, why is there so much death, terrorism, and suffering in the world? Well, that question is answered in Ken Ham's free booklet, and it's available on our attractive and easy-to-use website, answersradio.com.